Give your word. Spread the word. Mark my words. Love the words. On East Leeds Community Radio.
Nothing compares to its song.
So hello and welcome to Love the Words on East Leeds Community Radio from Studio 2. We're hosting today a group I met a few months ago called the Joyful Drama Group. They meet under the auspices of Fall Into Place, a wonderful theatre company up the road from us, based at Kentmere Community Centre. And they're a lovely group of people who've come in today to read some sketches they've written, but also to chat to us about what they do in their lovely group. So first of all, we've got a sketch written for International Women's Day a few weeks ago by Pete Tidy, read by Pete and Isabel.
You look to me like misty roses, too soft to touch, but too lovely to leave alone.
Well, I didn't think we'd be having a meal in this lovely posh restaurant on Valentine's Day, just 4 hours after we'd met Rupert.
It's been a lovely afternoon and evening, Tricia. You're even more beautiful than your picture on Tinder.
And I've learnt so much about merchant banking.
Oh, yes, it's fascinating, isn't it? Oh, do you actually have a job, Tricia?
Yes, I'm a nurse in A&E. I've always wanted to go to Jarney's, but it's way beyond my price bracket, Rupert.
Are you wearing L'Oreal, Tricia?
Yes, I am.
Because you're worth it.
Oh, Rupert, you have such a way with words.
Dessert?
Why not?
The tiramisu is particularly good.
Oh, so you've come here before, Rupert?
A few times. Always for special occasions. Like this one.
Oh, Rupert, you're such a charmer.
So, Patricia, do you have plans for later on this evening?
Nothing I can't change for you, Rupert. I don't ever want today to end.
Well, the night is young. I'll call my chauffeur and let him know we're ready to leave. Waiter, il conto per favore.
Rupert, you speak Italian.
Si.
Italian men are so romantic.
Well, you can always call me Ruperto.
Ruperto.
Tricia, you know you were telling me about your feminist principles.
Yes, Ruperto. I'm a firm believer in equality.
Oh, good, because I'd hate to insult you. So, grazie, signore. Oh, this comes to £90. We better add a £10 tip, so that's 100. So that's just £50 each. No buts, Tricia. I respect a woman with principles. Actually, I've got some good news. I've got a voucher here from my last visit. It's £20 off, so I only need to put in £30 plus the voucher.
Roberto!
Happy Valentine's Day, Tricia. Let's hope it's the first of many.
You look to me like misty roses, too soft to touch.
So that was a sketch by Pete, written, inspired by being in the Chapel FM writing group, which is very nice, and read by Isabel and Pete. And now we've got another sketch written by Jennifer and read by Jennifer, Mariella, Sarah and G.
Come in, number 9. Your time is up.
Blimey, I'm number 48. I'll be ages.
Don't think he has all the numbers, though. I'm 22 and there ain't that many in front of me.
Why are we in line anyway, number 22, if I can call you that?
It's the way it's always been. You must be new here.
I've just arrived. So, yes, I guess I am new to this. Brand new. I wonder why some numbers are missing.
Guess they're searching for them.
I remember. Remember that film, The Searchers? Don't remember what it was about, except they were searching for something. Maybe it was a little girl.
Didn't they do a TV series with him that was married to Demi Moore?
No, it was Goldie Hawn.
Bruce Willis?
No, it was Goldie Hawn.
Number 48, why are you here? Get back. Get back to where you once belonged.
Oh, the Beatles.
Have you been waiting long?
No, I've been waiting short, mate.
I can't get a straight answer round here.
We'll go somewhere else then.
Well, trouble is, when she types this, it goes up a number.
Attention, attention. All numbers up to 30 pass through the iron gates now.
Ah, well, that's got rid of 22 then.
Have you been waiting long, 48?
How do I know who I am?
Your number's on the back of your T-shirt.
I'm getting an uneasy feeling about all this.
Why so?
Because some of the numbers are missing.
Maybe they've been given time off.
You reckon? Time off from what?
Fantastic. Well, intriguing. We've got the writer here, so we can ask her about it. Jennifer,
yeah?
Tell us, is there anything you'd like to say about how that came to be written and where it came from?
Sure, yeah. Well, my first thing was that I rather like the line, come in number nine, your time is up, because I remember when boats were on the lake, that's what happened if people were overstaying their welcome rowing around. So that's where I got the idea from. And then I suddenly thought of numbers. I've been writing this for quite a few years, actually, believe it or not, and every so often I dip in and add a little bit extra. I could tell you what the ending is, and I just had a eureka moment this morning, which I think is brilliant, but I'm not going to tell you. It turns out that it's completely different from what you think it is. It does get very scary and very frightening, and people are thinking that they're going to go in and something terrible is going to happen to them when they go through the gates. But in actual fact, it's a complete surprise, and it explains why some numbers are missing. But as I say, I'm not going to give that away.
So it's an extract from a longer piece.
It is, yeah. Mm.
So is the longer piece a play or, is it a radio piece? What is it?
I think radio works for it because, there are actions in a sense later on, but I think that is just kind of like noises off, sounds off, that kind of thing. So I think it works very well for radio.
Well, this is a radio station and we do original drama. So if you fancy completing it, to your satisfaction when you're ready, then bring it to us.
Okay.
Fascinating. So thanks ever so much. And, I think we'll let you guys go and have the next sketch. So we now have the third sketch from the Joyful Drama Group here on Love the Words today. And we've got Nancy and Sitting Billy who are going to read this next sketch. And Sarah is also with us. She's going to be talking afterwards about how the script came into existence.
Granny's always raving and ranting, and she's always puffing and panting, and she's always screaming and shouting, and she's always brewing up tea. Grandpappy's never late for his dinner, 'cause he loves his leg of beef, and he washes it down with a brandy and a fresh made pot of tea. Have a cup of tea.
Hello, how do? You here for the Yorkshire helicopter tour?
Yes, I am. Here is my voucher.
On your up, love.
Yes, Christmas present from my daughter.
Oh, lovely stuff. Hop in. Our tour will begin soon. You're in for a treat. It's blooming beautiful as Yorkshire, from above anyways. Just sign this, please.
What is it?
Just in case the helicopter crashes, you don't sue the company if you lose a leg or whatever.
Oh, great.
Right, here we go. Strap this end in.
It's a cure for chronic insomnia. It's a cure for tonsillitis and for water on the knee. Have a cup of tea. Have a cup of tea. Hallelujah.
And over to the left, you can see the beautiful Roundy Park.
Oh, look, someone is feeding the ducks. How lovely.
And if you look across here, we can now just start to see Kirkstall Abbey.
Ah, beautiful.
And here we are, heading towards our lovely town centre.
We are moving quickly.
Yours is a discount voucher, madam. Here we can see the Leeds Playhouse, Opera North, many great pubs and eateries.
Oh, look, that man is peeing.
Aye, last week it were a fight breaking out after footy, so this is a step up. And finally, we have a bird's eye view of some of our wonderful community venues. Heart Centre, Gipton Fire Station, Chapel FM, where many lovely folk do creative, fun and mindful stuff together.
Oh, wow. That's great. I would like to do that. How do I find out more?
I ain't got a clue, love. I just fly helicopters. Right, brace this end for landing.
Oh, well, I enjoyed that. Thank you.
My pleasure. Don't forget your complimentary pie and peas on the way out. Ta-ra, love.
Have a cup of tea.
So, well done, well read. So, Sarah, yeah, anything, how did that come about, that script?
So, it came about from having fun in a drama group, basically. So I gave them the challenge of doing a sort of voucher tour of Yorkshire. So whatever the pilot said they were seeing, other people had to act out, quickly on the spot. So we had a fight breaking out and then we had, you know, beautiful views. It was very entertaining. And then I just went away and wrote up their ideas, basically.
Got a good idea. Good drama exercise. Lovely. Thanks very much, Sarah. And, we're going to talk a bit more about the group as a whole and kind of things that you do later on. But we've got one more sketch to go. And this is going to be read by June, Kathleen, Abike and G.
Living room. George is setting the table, humming as he does so. He sees there is a wobble in the table. He gets under the table to see what's wrong, muttering to himself. Tina enters with a birthday present.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with table? Let's have a look. Oh, heck.
Happy birthday!
That's not till Wednesday.
I know. It's just, here is a present.
Oh, heck, Tina. What's the doing spending all the hard-earned cash on an old codger like me?
Come on, it's your 7th birthday. We are ready. Come in.
A woman robot enters.
Oh, hello, love. Are you staying for tea?
George, meet your birthday present. It's an heavy robot, most recent model.
Hello, George. It's nice to meet you. I'm looking forward to getting to know you and learning how I can make things easier for you.
Shall we eat? Those that are eating.
Heavy can do pretty much anything, Dad. Cook, clean.
I likes cooking.
But she can help. She can dice a pepper in under 3 seconds.
I likes me veg chunky.
Well, she can cook it any way you like. They are self-teaching, Dad.
These beans are squeakers.
Will you just give it a try?
Can you pass the...
Robot has already passed them to him.
Tar, Evie, or whatever your name is.
I'm afraid I don't understand, Tar.
It means thank you.
I understand. Would you like to give me a new name?
That's a good idea. What shall we call her, Dad?
How's about Bomb Pop?
Dad?
Well, it's my robot, isn't it?
Fine. Heavy, your new name is Bam Potts.
Great, thank you.
She speaks right proper, don't she?
We can change that. Heavy, learn Yorkshire phrases and accents.
I'm learning. This will only take a moment. Hey up, lads, how's this end? Would you like to hear a joke?
Why not? Hey, Dad.
That'll be good.
A Yorkshireman goes to a goldsmith's and asks, "Can they make us a gold statue on me whippet?" The goldsmith says he can, then asks, "Do you want it 18 carat?" The man replies, "Nay, lad, chewing a bone'll do fine."
Tina laughs. George is amused, but tries to hide it.
Heard it all before.
Have you, Heg?
Can't help if I've heard the joke before now, can I?
I've got to go. Give the Bamport a chance. Hey, Dad.
I'll give anything a chance just once. Take care, love.
Tina exits.
Shall I wash up the plates?
No, I can do it, thank you. You can power down or whatever the heck you do.
Okay, George. You bam pot. Was that a better joke?
Getting there, lass. Definitely getting there.
So, for the final item, before we talk to the group as a whole about what they do, we've got a poem by Isabel. So, Isabel, tell us about this poem.
So, we've been doing Yorkshire themes, and I knew we were coming here, and we were drawing on Yorkshire stuff. So I thought, well, I'll write something that's in keeping with what we've been doing in the group and having a bit of a laugh, and in case anybody needed to have another piece of writing to do on air.
Great. Fantastic. Thank you very much. Well, let's hear the poem.
This poem is called Yorkshire Stuff. I was born one Maytime morning in 1958. Thus Yorkshire born and bred, and so a Yorkshire life me fate. Bradford was me birthplace, and here we stayed for years. But Mam and Dad then made us move in spite of all our fears. We moved to Leeds thereafter, in God's own county still. A bigger place, a busier life, and bound to be a thrill. And so it was, and is today, the best place in the land. Me Mam and Dad, they loved it here, they thought it oh so grand. You can visit the canal and take a barge trip up the way, or go to Playhouse or Leeds Grand for a musical or play. Concerts or an opera, so many you can see. You might have to pay your entry, but some stuff can be free. Royal Armouries for one, or Art Gallery downtown. The City Library's also there with books of great renown. Plus a gateway to the Yorkshire Dales and to our Yorkshire coast. And everywhere on Sundays, Yorkshire puds, spuds and a roast. We've got a cracking rugby side and a footy team and all. Though loads of fans with jangle nerves can end up in a brawl. Despite all that, all Leeds are we, and on we march together. The only downside living here is chuffing dodgy weather. That said, we can just stop indoors and put our feet up too. Stick on the box, get Yorkshire tea, and make a proper brew. So, God bless his own county, elsewhere I'd never live. The folk, the sights, the food, the life. Our Yorkshire has so much to give.
So it's been wonderful to have you all here today, you joyful drama group. And, Sarah, just before before we leave you, or you leave us, it'd be just lovely to hear a bit more about the group. And we've got six lovely people sitting around the table. But Sarah, yeah, as a kind of facilitator, leader of the group, tell us how you started and, yeah, what's it about?
So we started a couple of years ago with Carers Leeds, and some lovely unpaid carers came along to enjoy some drama skills. And then we've just kind of kept going, really. And then over time, we've opened it up more so anyone can that enjoys drama can come to the group. Mm. And it's just kind of flourished recently. We've got a really nice group going. And people just come that want to have fun and enjoy drama in a relaxed way.
You're no stranger to Chapel FM. No. Tell us about your history here.
Oh, my history here. When I first moved to Leeds, I got involved in a sort of writing group, and then we were sharing stories, and I just loved coming in and doing the radio. It felt really like thrilling, and it's such a nice way to hear your stories back. So I was very encouraging of the group if they wanted to come today and share some of their stories that some of them have written or contributed to in drama sessions, and just have that exciting moment of like hearing your own words back and sharing it with other people. It's quite special.
Fantastic. Let's open it out. Who hasn't been to Chapel FM before today? Sitting Billy, have you been here before?
No. But this is my first time, and I said I won't lose to go because I like this joyful drama. It helps me every day. You know, when I started joining this one, I think I joined last year on the end. Yeah. When it comes to the days of the joyful drama, I like to go because it takes me all my stress and also my mind. When I meet so many people, diversity, knowing each other in the group and joining to do something which is greater like this, I like it every day. It makes me, my mind, great.
Well, that's really lovely to hear. And what a fantastic endorsement of the group. So thank you. Thank you. And thank you for being here today. Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, really? Oh, first of all, the tea and promising the food which is coming. And also, I like to see my fellow members here together. We make it as a team. It's very wonderful. It
does feel like a really lovely team of people, actually. Yes. Isabel, your first time here. Have you enjoyed it?
It's not my first time here. Oh. I've been here before on a different occasion for a choir. That's something different.
Oh, right.
But I first joined when it was Carers Leeds, and I just needed a distraction from, the stresses and the woes. Everybody can appreciate looking after somebody who's elderly with dementia. It really takes its toll. And I started to come, and it started off being crafted with a bit of drama. I thought, I love this, I haven't done this since school. And I thought, this is amazing. And you met so many lovely people, all walks of life as well. And it's a team, it's a great team effort. And so I continued coming because it's just wonderful, and Sarah's wonderful. And it's just, we have such a laugh, it's incredible. Mm. It really is. You come out, you're uplifted, and it gives you a purpose.
That's great to hear. And Pete, how about yourself?
Well, I do community theatre projects in London, and it's quite nice to be on the receiving end for a change as opposed to being in Sarah's role. And the 2 hours just fly by, and she crafts each session seemingly effortlessly, but I know how much work actually goes into it. So there's a nice, appropriate warm-up and a cool-down at the end. And then there's an interesting stimulus in the middle, and it's an incredibly disparate group, which is because a lot of groups tend to be quite homogenous, and this one isn't. And I think a lot of people really enjoy playing off each other and learning from each other. Mm. And she's very flexible, and she smiles a lot. And and she is a personification of joyful. Yeah. So it's a very pleasant 2 hours, and I'd recommend Heart Enterprise Centre, 10 till 12 on a Thursday.
Good plug.
Sounds like there's not much capacity for any more. You've got about 20 of you. Well, Sarah, isn't that lovely to hear? But, I mean, Pete is right. It does take time, doesn't it, to prepare a session. It looks effortless, but actually work does go into it. How do you approach that? Going back to say, oh, no, it takes 3 minutes.
I I think you just feed off the group as well. You know, there's some really talented people and they just love to laugh. So I think I love to laugh as well. So I think I've just encouraged that, if anything. So, you know, I start to imagine, oh, I can really see them getting into this character, or they'll do something great with like this scene opening, and then they just fly with it. And I think I feel great after a session as well. You know, it's lovely to hear you all feel the same, because it also helps my mental health being there and being part of that atmosphere. And yeah, so everyone is a part of creating that like sort of special experience, I think.
Lovely. Kathleen, how about you? Since we're going around the table, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah, I started coming to Joyful Drama Group last year. I'm a parent carer, so I was kind of fed through from carers' leads, and it was lovely to actually find something that was on a day that was available, that was accessible and of interest, which was brilliant. And yeah, it's brilliant. It's the only thing pretty much I do for myself, and it's great fun. Sarah's amazing. The whole group's really inclusive, diverse. You can, one day you can go and you're a jumper being bundled into a washing machine made out of people, and then the following week you could be a group of 5-year-olds flicking bogies around the room. I mean, it's really diverse, and you just don't know what to expect. But you just go and literally be silly for a couple of hours and walk out feeling, it's brilliant. So yeah, that's my involvement with it, and I thoroughly enjoy it, and long may it continue. Yeah.
And what's been great is that you referred, as it were, your mum, Nancy, to yes. our writing group. And Pete also comes from this group, so that has been a really lovely thing, both of those people coming. I think there's somebody else as well. But, yeah, so that's thanks for that.
Yeah.
Jennifer, how about you?
Well, I feel as if I've been doing it with Sarah, if that doesn't sound too rude. For a long time, because I remember when we were at Carers Leeds and we used to get into groups and we used to do a lot of improvising, and the stories used to take off a life of their own, and that was really exciting. And we used to have end of the season presentations, which I enjoyed. And we've gone through a lot of different stages and a lot of different locations. But I think the group has really opened up at the moment, and I think everybody's very enthusiastic. I love your ideas when we all go around pulling faces at each other and we take it off from there, or we may think of a word and we kind of develop it, or so there's a lot of room for personal expression as well as following your excellent guidance, because I think your imagination is amazing, and I love having something different to do every week when I can manage to get there. Yes, and so it's a great experience. Yeah, and of course I've always fancied myself as a doing a bit of drama, and I think that's the first time I've ever really got into it.
Well, thanks, Jennifer. Thanks to all of you for coming along. It's been a real pleasure. Fantastic sketches, lovely poem, and good to chat. So do come again, won't you?
Definitely. And can I just say a quick, huge thank you to Leeds Inspired, whose funding has allowed us to make this group happen. I'm very grateful to them.
Well, thank you. That's always good to thank the sponsors. and even the people who aren't taking part directly in the discussion, people sitting there in the corner, lovely to have you as part of it, everybody else. And now I would go and have some of that food that Billy was talking about, looking forward to. So thanks. That's all from us here in Studio 2.
Love the stories. Love the words. On East Leeds Community Radio.
stars could cover me in plastic.
Excellent piece of work from them. That band is going places. Can't wait to see them live. And now a truly, truly exciting segment. You'll have heard the many trailers, and if you're in the countryside or around industrial estates, you will have heard many trailers. Come on, Nick. That was adequate. No? Okay, okay, let's move on. Nick, of course, came up with the apparatus to make this slot happen. Sorry, Nick, not apparatus. What are you calling it? A time machine. Is time an abbreviation? Does it mean anything? No, just time. Time, time. Okay. Time machine it is, then. Well, let's give it a bash. Nick assures me we can meet different guests from the ages and interview them. I'm excited, station manager Marconi is excited, but also holding this piece as a sword of Damocles over my gulping area. So, a lot of faith in you, Nick. Of course, science. Sorry, Nick. Holding a lot of science faith in you. So, without further ado, we have an ancient historical special guest for you. Nick, ready? Welcome, Socrates. Hello, Socrates. Nick? Nick? Oh, here he materializes. Yes, it works. Socrates, dear fellow. Nice to see you.
Hello.
Before I get started and enter the depths of the great thought and intuition from possibly the greatest philosopher of all time, well, so far, but he's known, or through another's recollections, as you failed to write anything down.
Failed? Right?
Hold on. Just a second. There's an additional machine here so that you can understand our guests. It's a sort of translation device. Right, Nick? Yes, so the guest is speaking in their natural tongue. This box thingy. Takes it in, transfers it into present-day English, and there you go. He's nodding, so I got it right. Oh, could you hear that? Eyes rolling heavily. Like Google Translate, but the real version. Right. Without further ado, please welcome the great philosopher from ancient Athens, Socrates. Hello!
Hello!
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, certainly for me, and of course, no doubt for you too. I've done a lot of research on you. Works of scholars, the writings of Plato, your most famous student.
Who?
Plato, he wrote the Conversations.
He did what? Corner-hugging weasel. I was very specific before taking the hemlock that none of my words were to be uttered again. That was to be my legacy. And Plato, I recall him now, that storyteller has uttered them. Let me see those books.
Plato! I'll find you! I'll find you!
Yes, but Plato... Oh. Oh, right, yes. 2 minutes. Lost. Okay, well, there we go. The man who spoke philosophy was betrayed by Plato, and he wasn't happy about that, was he? Okay. Nick, can we have longer than 2 minutes? No? Oh, right. And an eye roll to boot. I hope Marconi is happy. Well, let's get cracking, shall we? All the time of research I spent looking to Socrates. Okay, guest number two. Nick, here we go. Please welcome Queen Victoria. Oh, maybe not. Definitely not. Definitely not. Nick? And you are? Nick? Nick, is that a title? Well, regardless, you, I understand, would like to converse with me. Let's begin. Can I just sadly not? Impotence. Are you familiar with whom you're attempting to correspond with?
I've never had such an impolite guest. I see you have a servant, though. Colleague. Nefertiti? Yes, yes, the beautiful one is present. Quiet now, I'm here to help you. Like I helped all of our people. Let me begin again. As you'll be aware, me and my husband were transformative for our society. Before you commence the common questioning, yes, there are queries as where I hailed from, because of my beauty, no doubt. And yes, there are many more depictions of me than my husband, which is only to be understood. He was very supportive and, one might say, happy for me to be the face of the realm. He worked to improve and allow prosperity to all. Sure, changes were challenging. We all encountered them, but we helped. Let me remind you of this. Even though we had a great palace, it was in the center of the populace, so that we were at the heart of our people, allowing us to understand the issues of the day and not hide from them. This way of governing brought the ultimate wealth, societal happiness. As word of our success traveled, we had many admirers and visitors wanting to replicate our haven. Our endeavor was something to be admired. Perfect? No. Of course, there are many thoughts upon me and my role, because I was a woman. How dreary. This negates from what was achieved. Let me tell you this. Oh dear, Nefertiti's returned, back to her time. Wow, quite unique and promoting equality, or less inequality. Interesting, yes. Let's take a breath whilst Nick produces the next guest. This will be culture beyond belief. This is going to be an insight into the mind of a true genius. And, oh! The handle fell off. Oh, and my hog of locuccinos all over my notes. Okay, I'll try and remember them. Man alive. Buongiorno, Leonardo da Vinci. Welcome, welcome. Prego. I had an interesting chat with your colleague, Nikola Tesla. Very, very interesting. I hope this too will be as rewarding. A fusion of great minds, no doubt. Of course, yes, I shall try my best. I hope I can push you to greater heights and likewise you for me. Okay, begin. Yeah, you painted some good stuff. Skill, passion, an evocative sense, wonder. Perhaps liminally people are told they should like it because of the role of the elite and their scholars and historians and those who apply monetary value to them. Are they telling them to do so? For instance, is it good because it carries my name? Why hasn't another image in whatever guise eclipsed, say, Mona? Many talented, wondrous individuals have produced such impressions of life and art. Why am I singled out amongst a vast array of artists? I mean, that's a difficult question. Sure, the fame, the age of the piece, even the history and notoriety which is attached to it. Dali had these moments, but soon he faded, leaving him to peddle his image to keep his work relevant. So, yes, perhaps. That should surely sit on top of the quality, mastery, perhaps elegance and simplicity of the artwork. Some would suggest your thoughts and inventions were ahead of their time, bolstering your genius. Simplicity, yes. It is just an individual city in front of you, no more. But conveying that, recalling all that skill and endurance, preparation to be at that point to provide this artwork which we possess as a global society today is magical. You, as well as she, are marked in time, and some will say, we also see you in the painting. Thank you, you've redeemed yourself. But now I believe, Mr. Tesla, I must depart. But... oh. Bring him back? Okay. Well, that was truly enriching. I'm a bit lost for words. What an individual. We'll be right back. Marconi's given the thumbs up. Yes, okay. Final guest. And I'm so excited about them. I was told stories of this illusionist, magician, escapologist by my father. Those tales were, and still are, mesmerizing today. These legends captured me. Oh, goosebumps. Okay, Nick, let's meet him. Hello? Nick? Oh, here we go. No. Sweating. Oh, yes, here we go. Welcome, welcome, Eric Wise, or whom you'll all be familiar with, Harry Houdini. Thank you. Gosh, well, I have so many questions. Could I call you Harry, or... Harry is welcome. So, Harry Houdini. Harry, you are quite literally a legend. So many people, magical or otherwise, revere and have studied and trawled your genius over the century or so since you left us. It's such an honour to have you here. Thank you. Could you tell me, before I get into the depth of your abilities and expertise, what is it like in that moment before and after the reveal? Harry? Harry? Houdini's disappeared. Don't shrug your shoulders, Nick. Where is he? Oh, wow. Well, listeners, this is a first. A disappearing act on the radio. I had so many questions. Harry? No chains? No locks? No assistance? Nick? No. No assistance. He's just disappeared. A magic trick for the ages. And you will have to believe me. I'm sure you do. Well, I hope he reappears before we're done. He must do, mustn't he? It's the prestige. He has to. It proves the trick, right? Time check. How long, Nick? 20 seconds. 20 seconds! Come on, Harry. Should I count down? 15, 14, 13. Harry? 11. Harry!
Hello!
Oh, my goodness. That was scintillating. I
thank you. And goodbye.
Harry, I... Amazing. Truly, truly great drama on the radio. My nerves, I'm shaking. Look, Nick, I'm sweating. That was unbelievable. Oh, what did we just witness? Amazingness. I'm... Nick, go to promo.
An interview through history by Gareth Rhodes. All the characters played by Billy Myers.